Dude, I love lemon pepper dry rub.
Oh, actually.
Dude, lemon pepper dry rub's so good.
Have you had it at Twin Peaks?
No, I
have
not.
They have amazing lemon pepper. It's the only reason I go.
Yeah, the only reason you go? Yeah, right. If he gets drafted and becomes like a Hall of Famer, be like, this guy? Yeah, I got chicken tenders and I was waiting in line with him. Would want to trade him in the NFC?
I don't think he's leaving.
Dude, I hope he leaves. Please.
It's the same thing every year. I have no reason to.
Who knows? Speaking of Anthony Richardson.
Good segue.
What is up, Sportscast? Welcome to the Sports Stuff Show, the Kings of Comedy. I'm Adam.
And I'm Carter.
And let's get right into it. Dude, that.
Excellent start.
I almost botched that so bad. I almost said, I'm Carter. I'm not even lying.
I actually always almost say, I'm Adam. Like, really? Every time. I don't know why. But
maybe because that's what, like, you listen to all the time.
Yeah.
Because you always listen to me say it first, and I always listen to you say it first.
That's true. That's probably what it is.
Maybe, yeah. But I'm not even going to lie. That was so botched up. I almost messed up the I feel like we always talk about this the same time, every single time we roll.
Mm-hmm.
But oh well. On to updates. Do you have any updates?
I don't think so.
Well, we talked about a beatdown with our fraternity basketball league. And okay, we did win the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And then we played their second team. Mm. And we didn't really win.
No. Nope.
It was kind of bad. They had to mercy roll us in the fourth quarter. Okay. If I'm going to be honest, I think we could have beat them.
No.
I think that it was just they knew our best player, so they locked it. They just triple teamed him the whole game. And if they
They were throwing two at me, too.
If they didn't, like, that was afterwards. But
that's crazy.
If they didn't.
Yeah, because Michael wasn't scoring at all, and I did.
Yeah, like, if we didn't play their first team the first time and they didn't, like, realize who our best player was, I think we would have had a better chance. Plus, we played really good. We played really good at the very beginning of the game, especially defensively, but our offense sucked. Our offense sucked the whole game.
It was tough.
That was the hardest part. Our defense was pretty good.
There's only two teams at this school we couldn't beat, and that was one of them.
Yeah.
So.
It was unfortunate loss.
It is what it is.
But we're back.
4-2 in our first semester of intramurals.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. And then this is also a personal update. I started my job, as
the most unenthusiastic of all time.
I started my first day as it's a kind of weird position. So I originally applied as for the Boise Hawks, which is the independent minor league team for baseball. I applied for what they have is called a sports career academy. And it's basically supposed to help you get into every single thing for the front office or the back end of sports to where it gets you ready. And it, like, helps mm-hmm. you get connections, stuff like that. But then after I got, like, accepted into that, like, I got offered it, like, a week later, I got this long text. And I thought it was going to be bad because I'm like, oh, no. It's never good if you get, like, hey, you know, really long text. But they ended up offering me a position as their broadcaster. So official pro baseball broadcaster.
There we go.
Yeah. But it was really crazy. And it's kind of weird because now it's like a hybrid role that I have where I'm technically still in that, but I'm also in this other position. So it's kind of like a weird type of thing. But yeah, anyways, first day for that. So that was pretty cool. Now I could say I'm official. I've been holding off on that information for a while because I didn't want to announce anything until my first day.
Yeah.
And it finally came. So, yeah. You know, sports and stuff, we're getting somewhere. Now we're official. I mean, we're official. So,
we've been official.
Yeah, we've been
won an award.
After we won an award, we've been official. We've been professionals, so.
About to go back-to-back next month.
Yeah. Dude, I was thinking about that. I was like,
it'd be awesome.
You know, if we win, the very first thing I'm posting is I'm going to at you and be like, three-peat, ?
That's fire.
That's what I was going to do. But
dude, we're going to pull up to that show fitted.
Dude, it's going to be so nice.
Walk up on stage. Bro.
We don't walk up on stage, unfortunately.
That's stupid.
It's dumb. Yeah,
it's
really unfortunate.
Metaphorically walk up on stage.
We can walk up afterwards and get our award. But what they do, so like for the award ceremony, I have some videos I could probably throw up here. But it's basically like you sit at this table, and it's like tables with different like your groups. And mm-hmm. I'm assuming we're probably just going to sit with the table that my work is with, like the arbiter, because I also submitted stuff from them.
Yeah.
So we're probably just going to sit together on that table. And like they have a slideshow, and that's where they announce, they go through every single award. It kind of gets long because yeah. there's a ton. And like for us, like our one last year, it was like one of the last submission, like nominate, like.
Yeah, because that's a pretty big one, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty big.
Like as far
but
as
it was just like how they goes. Organized it was the audio division was way last.
Mm-hmm.
So when they did the audio division, it was like the last ones.
Yeah.
So like. That kind of sucked, but I mean, it was pretty cool that we won. I still didn't know that was, but then afterwards you go up and then you get the plaque and everything. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we nominated for two. So we nominated for the sports talk show again, and we also nominated for general excellence, which we didn't apply for last year.
Oh, cool.
So if we might actually get two awards this time,
that'd be
so cool.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, technically it's not like a three because it's like different awards, but I mean, yeah. Back to back still to back too. for sports talk show. We're looking forward to that.
But I mean, we got to hit back to back first.
I know.
might not even happen.
I'm kind of nervous, but I'm also kind of not because I think we've still done pretty well this year. I mean, we've had ups and downs, but I mean, no one else. Okay.
A lot better than it was last year.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, like, if I'm going to be honest, I feel like we've done a ton. And we've done a ton of improvement just from this year. Like, at the beginning of the year, we had a freaking green screen that half the people either liked or hated.
And we're sitting on that.
Yeah, and we're sitting on this rinky-dink couch. Now we're sitting on rinky-dink chairs, but at least we have our own chairs this time.
Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah, and we got this cool background. I mean, your side's kind of wrinkly. My side's kind of nice. I was looking at, like, some of the clips. I mean, you can't really tell because you're covering it, but, yeah, we really need to iron this thing out. But, I mean, we've made improvements. We've even got our own light, like, got a camera, like better camera. Like, I mean, we've done improvement. I spent $600 on a stinking little thing, like to record, mixer board. So, I mean, hopefully, I mean, we've at least tried. So hopefully we can repeat, but yeah, I think that's all the updates that
I
had. Do you have anything else before we move
on
to get a card?
Not that I can think of.
Awesome. All right, let's get a card. All sports.
Football. God.
Yeah. One, two, or three?
One.
Okay.
All sports are hard.
I'll go with an easier one. What is the meaning of the term southpaw in boxing?
Lefty.
Yep.
All right. 1 point. Football.
Okay. Two.
Okay. Who became the first player in NFL history to rush for 3 touchdowns in a Super Bowl in 1998? Terrell Davis, Marshall Faulk, Jamal Lewis, or Emmitt Smith?
Was it Terrell Davis?
Yes.
Ooh.
It was.
Let's go.
Most overrated Hall of Famer of all time, by the way.
Overrated?
Dude, he had like 2 good years.
Yeah.
Like, legitimately.
He played, I think it's also because like the Elway era too was also kind of helping. Where, I mean, just the whole team was kind of hyped up at that point.
I mean, the 2 years were really good. It's just...
Yeah, I mean, well, they beat Brett Favre, who was trying to back-to-back that year when they won their Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't think... Did they win more than one? I thought they only won one.
I think Elway got 2.
I don't think he did, actually.
He definitely got more than one.
I don't know, because, I mean, I know he got the one because it was against the Packers, and Brett Favre was kind of mad about that. I'm kind of mad as a Packers fan that we don't have 5, but I'm pretty sure he only got 1.
He has 2.
He has 2? When did he get the second one? Was it back-to-back?
They went back-to-back in 98-99.
Oh, okay. Man.
Dang.
Wow.
Yeah, I told you. I told you you had more than 1.
Okay. Well, it was either that or back-to-back, but okay. For football, so the NFL Combine, we're going to talk about the NFL Combine a little bit later, but I just wanted to touch on the Boise State ones. So we had 3, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
There might be more. I'm pretty sure it was only 3.
I saw 3.
And it was J.L. Skinner, Tyreek Jones, and John Njoku. And J.L. Skinner didn't do anything, but because he had a torn pec, but he had the most hype interview answer ever.
Oh yeah.
Did you hear about that?
I heard it. Yeah.
He was like, I don't have the exact quote, but he was like, basically, so he had his like hands on the he was like hands on the table, like he was ready to do. He was ready. He was so confident. He like you could vision it, and then he was like, he said something on the lines of, he's like, it's either hit or be hit in this sport, and he's like, he's like, I know everyone's gonna fear me if they're after they get hit or something by
like
me.
That.
Like he was like, man, he was talking about all of his like a fear aspect, and he's like, I'm gonna be feared, and I'm like, yeah, man,
good.
I know Oklahoma State players and. Yeah. That Oklahoma State player is still kind of probably freaking out about that hit.
That one
he got leveled.
Oh, that was awesome.
Man. Dude, that one still even kind of pops up sometimes.
Yeah.
Literally, ESPN like reposted it and was like, this is the definition of a hit stick.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. It was also kind of funny because, kind of sad tangent, I was supposed to write an article on it was something about J.L. Skinner or something. And I talked about how he had that iconic play.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing was is that I described it as a hit stick because I'm like, what else do you describe that as? Like, what else is
know.
There?
Just a hit?
Yeah. And so I put hit stick and I'm like, oh, my editors aren't going to like that. But then I looked up like the hit stick definition and literally it came up in ESPN Post. That was like, this is the definition of a hit stick. And I'm like, oh, well, I got to keep it in the article at that point.
Yeah.
Like, so and if someone doesn't know what it is, it says right there. That's what it is. So,
that's funny.
But yeah, he did really well. I mean, in that, it kind of sucked that he didn't like perform, but he did have a torn pec. So I don't know if that's going to impact it, but I also think it kind of leveled it out because of his interview. Don't know. Tyreek Jones, there was a clip of him trying to do, because he was the last safety,
mm-hmm.
and he tried to do a backflip in the end zone at the end, and he failed.
Oh, jeez.
And he looks super slow in that video. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I really like Tyreek Jones. I even have his, like, game-worn jersey. But I kind of look not that great. But, oh, well. And then John Njukwu, he's been pretty solid. I think I talked about, the only story I really have about him was that one time I was at Albertsons trying to get chicken tenders waiting. that's the only experience I have or interaction with him that I have. And I'll carry that to my, if he gets drafted and becomes like a Hall of Famer, be like, this guy, yeah, I got chicken tenders and I was waiting in line with him to get chicken Jeez. Tenders. But yeah, that was also all that there was kind of for Boise State. I mean, I didn't really look into how many people we had in the combine, but I'm kind of surprised Tyreek Jones got an invite because I didn't think he did
as good here.
I mean, he did pretty good. And I'm not like doubting that he shouldn't have gotten it, but I was kind of just like surprised that he even got that much recognition from that.
Yeah.
But oh well.
Basketball though.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get to talk about the San Diego State game last episode. So.
Yep. Oh, we talked about the court storming.
It was on Tuesday.
Well, we talked about the court storming, but didn't actually officially talk about the game.
We beat San Diego State. Yep. I don't remember what the score was, but Max Rice.
66-60, I think.
Bro, Max Rice balled out again.
Mm-hmm.
Again. He dropped two people on one move. Yep. I don't care if he stepped on their foot. He dropped them. Drilled a three. Man, he's playing so good. And had a chance after that game to still share the Mountain West title. And then we lost to Utah State. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's not happening. But still the 2 seed in the Mountain West tournament, which starts, like, almost
it starts.
Now.
Didn't I have a date on here? I think it was. I think it's the 7th on Wednesday. So yeah. we'll probably have that. Then, but we don't play in the first round, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Play
the winner of what was it? UNLV and Colorado State. Something like
I
that.
I think so. I think I have a photo. Do I have a photo of it down here? I think I put one. Oh, there. Yeah, I do. But
play the winner of UNLV and Air Force.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. But I'm kind of surprised we still stayed at the 2nd seed because we lost to Utah State.
Yeah,
and
I thought
Utah State was behind
that
us.
Worked. I don't know what the tiebreaker was because I think we had the same conference record. But
yeah.
Either way.
Oh, well.
The All-Mountain West teams came out also. And Tyson Dagenhart got on first team. And then Max Rice and Marcus Shaver were both 3rd team. That's way too low for Rice.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way he shouldn't be first team.
Especially after he did that to the best team.
Yeah, he balled out all year, but good for them. I mean, it's cool to see them get recognition. Tyson, first team in his second year.
I think Tyson should have been second team, and then Rice should have been first.
I think both first.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if they had to put, like, one.
Yeah.
I think that, but.
Yeah, I think Rice was, I think he was in conversation for Mountain West Player of the Year, honestly. Mm-hmm. But what do I know? Yeah, so that'll start soon, and then.
I'm also going to talk about how Shaver is on the third team,
mm-hmm.
along with Rice.
Mm-hmm.
When Rice had such a better season than Shaver.
Definitely.
Like, without a doubt. Like, they're not on the same level. They were not even
shade to Shaver. That's just, Max was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, there's no way they should be on at least the same team, like,
yeah.
level-wise. Like, but the women's basketball team, their bracket was a little bit earlier. The I think we were sixth or something,
mm-hmm.
and we played Utah State, and then we beat them. So that was the first round. We play today for the second round,
mm-hmm.
against Colorado State. So, but that's today. So when this episode comes out, they've already played.
Over. Yeah.
So who knows? Maybe we might still be in the championship or your tournament, or
hope
maybe
so.
We not. Yeah, I mean. Obviously, we don't really cover women's basketball as much, but, I mean,
it's just
obviously.
This is not as popular.
Yeah, and also our women's team hasn't been as great as our men's team.
The men's team is the best sports team at the school right now, aren't they?
I guess.
Probably.
I mean, like, before it used to be our women's team was great. We won, like, 4 or 5 back-to-back-to-back-to-back,
mm-hmm.
like, championships for Mountain West, and then, like, but. Now they kind of fell off a little bit, but we'll probably be better a little bit later on because I know we have a ton of freshmen that are kind of good. So
okay,
yeah, we'll see about that. But yeah, they play Colorado State, and then we play Air Force and UNLV. Wait, what was it again?
Winner of Air Force and UNLV.
Okay, yeah, but should be fine.
Probably be UNLV.
Yep, probably most likely
Air Force is bad.
Most likely, but it was kind of funny that Wyoming was the very last seed.
Yeah,
this year
they were preseason like top 2 or 3.
Yeah, and they also were pretty great last year. I mean, they were in the playing game to March Madness.
Yeah,
and they were the one that gave us the most trouble. I feel like them and Colorado State.
Yeah, Wyoming beat us last
yeah,
year.
Yeah, Wyoming. Well, we won the first game that continued the streak, and then mm-hmm. they ended it a little bit later. Mm-hmm. But man, all right, card.
Baseball.
Take the one that you didn't pick. All sports again.
All right. How many?
Let's go 2.
Bro, what? What did Chelsea Baker donate to the Baseball Hall of Fame after pitching a Little League perfect game? Sign ball, glove, jersey, or ponytail?
By the fact that he said, like, your reaction, I want to say ponytail. But, I mean, I feel like the most rational thing is a ball. I'm going to go ponytail.
It was a jersey.
Are you kidding? Pro baseball broadcaster right here.
Yeah. All right. 1.
Okay, 1. All right. No, okay. What is the minimum number of points a player must score to win a game of table tennis? 11, 20, 15, or 21. Nope.
What?
11.
What?
I think it's, for table tennis, that's like the lowest you can go
Come
to.
Come on.
The other one was, what type of surface is used for a course of typical motocross racing?
Dirt?
Yeah, it was dirt, gravel, asphalt, or concrete.
Man.
I was not giving you that one.
Stupid.
I already gave you an easy one for the last one.
Stupid.
But. Oh, well.
College basketball.
Yeah.
Houston almost got upset the other day. The number one overall team. They were in a tie game with Memphis with like 3 seconds left and hit a little mid-range game winner, which, funny enough, was from the logo. That's how big Memphis's logo is. It literally goes inside the three-point line.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty stupid. But Houston's still the number one team.
Where'd our thing go?
It's down here. In the new bracketology, the overall one seed is Kansas, despite them just losing to Texas pretty recently. Yeah. The argument was that Kansas losing to Texas is not as big of a drop-off as Bama, who was the overall one, losing to A&M, which is true. But then they said Houston doesn't have the necessary wins to be the number one. Whatever. It's not a perfect science, but Kansas is the overall one right now. Houston is the AP one.
Has any team gone back-to-back in March Madness?
I think Florida did it in, like, 2006 and 7 or something like that. Mm. Like, the... I want to say, was it Joakim Noah and Al Horford? I'm pretty sure, yeah. I think Florida did. I thought UConn might have, too. I feel like I should know that, but anyway. Selection Sunday is this Sunday, which I'm so excited for. It's one of the best days of the year. I think the one seeds at this point in Bama, Kansas, Houston, Purdue are pretty locked in. But beyond that, it does get pretty muddy, so... We are currently a 9, I believe. Mm-hmm. So, not the best spot to be in, but also you just want to get in.
But. Mm-hmm. I remember last year for Boise State, they did a little showing thing.
Yeah.
It was like fun. They kind of botched it, which I kind of predicted. Well, you talked about the.
I knew exactly what they were going to do.
Yeah, that was like the. So. Because this was right after the court storming thing, and Boise State wanted to make up for that. So what they did was they made a Selection Sunday kind of thing, and they wanted to bring the players. So Carter predicted that, and I predicted that they were going to botch it up somehow and not get the players there in time, and that happened. So we're both right about something.
Yeah.
I don't think they're doing it this time.
They better.
They're probably not.
It was so fun.
I remember you were talking about how you got a ton of free food. Yeah, you were talking about all your free food that you got, and you got a free shirt or something.
Got a bunch of chocolate-covered pretzels.
Man.
They need to do that again.
I didn't go last time. I don't remember what I was doing, but
I was doing something. I won a drawing and got tickets to March Madness. So.
Yeah, during that. Like, that was ridiculous. So,
and I still can't believe that, man.
I was reporting on the game, and I didn't even get to go.
I still can't believe that. That was amazing. Would have been cooler if we won, but
But we almost kind of came back at the end there. But
yeah, I believed for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh well. Yeah, I mean that's really all there's to say in college basketball right now that I can.
What does it say on the bracketology we're supposed to play? I know it says we're a 9 seed.
Providence.
But Providence. Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's not Kentucky anymore.
No.
Mm-mm.
Which is good. I don't want to play Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
But Providence is still a solid team. I don't know. I think we have a chance to win.
Is it Providence ranked?
Nah. No.
Oh, yeah. We forgot to mention. So Utah State, after we beat them down last mm-hmm. game, and then they beat us by, 10 or 12 points?
Like 13.
And then now they are ranked, I think they're, 27th with 32 votes. And we have 7 with 38. We're, 38th. And they're, 26th. Or 27th. They're right outside with 32 votes, and we have 7 after they beat us. What?
That's dumb.
That's ridiculous. They just completely disregard the last game that we played, and
yeah.
Utah State, or San Diego State, dude, are you kidding me? But.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. We'll show them, I guess. But anything else for college basketball?
I don't think so. I think that's all there's to say until next week. Next week, there will be a lot to talk about.
Yeah, and then we can do our brackets again. Oh, yeah.
I remember, didn't you pick Iowa to win it all, and they lost in the first round?
No, I picked UNC to win it all. I picked Iowa to play UNC, though.
Oh, okay. All right. What sport do I have?
Ice hockey.
Great. Give me one again.
Hmm.
It's 2-1, right?
Yep.
Okay.
How wide is the standard 4-foot-tall NHL hockey net? 4 feet, 5 feet, 6 feet, or 7 feet? How wide?
6.
Wow.
Boom.
Dude.
7 didn't make sense. It's obviously not the same size. 6 made more sense than 5. I don't know what to tell you. All right. Baseball.
2. really testing my baseball knowledge here.
I don't think that's true.
You give me an untrue answer.
I really don't think it's true. So I'll give you the other one. But
give me the one that you don't think is
true. What 1920s team nicknamed Murderers Row featured six Hall of Famers? The 1920 Black White Sox, the 1922 Boston Red Sox, the 1927 New York Yankees, or the 1929 Philadelphia Phillies?
It's got to be the Yankees, right?
It is.
Okay.
The other one. How many innings must an MLB starting pitcher last? Oh, never mind.
Wait, what was it?
Never mind.
Wait.
I didn't realize that it said starting. I thought it was just any pitcher to last for a win. I'm like, no.
How many innings must a starting last? Oh, wait, what'd you think?
I thought it meant any pitcher, not just a starter. Because, like, a reliever can come in for one inning and get a win.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I still don't think that's true, actually.
Well, it's kind of weird because
Okay, if a pitcher comes in, pitches one inning in the top, and then in the bottom his team scores five runs, he pitches the top of the second, and then he's out the rest of the game. He gets the win.
Well, think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like baseball's the wins thing is kind of weird, but oh well.
All right, 4-2 you. Not looking amazing right now. But NBA. So the Knicks are scorching hot. They have won 9 games in a row, 2 of which were against Boston, who has the best record in the league. They're up all the way to the 5th seed right now and only 1 game out of Cleveland for the 4. And Julius Randle is playing like an all-NBA player. He had a couple down years. He got a lot of hate for his contract, and he was just underperforming. He's now averaging over 25 points a game and over 10 rebounds a game on the hottest team in basketball. So, yeah, he hit a ridiculous game-winning 3 the other night, fading to the right. Mike Breen let out a double bang, which has only happened like 5 times ever. So, Knicks are hot. They look good. I know someone in high school who was a diehard, annoying Knicks fan. He texts me after they win. Just lovely.
The Knicks have just been so trashed on for forever.
Yeah, they deserve it, though.
Like, I mean...
Trash.
Yeah, I low-key like the Knicks.
I don't actually
if I'm gonna be honest.
I don't care. Yeah.
I mean, I kind of like them because, like, there was, like, a time where I really liked, like, New York teams a ton. Like, I'm a pretty big Mets fan. Like, that's my second team. Yeah.
I did not know that.
I have a Daryl Strawberry jersey.
I thought you were an Angels fan.
I am an Angels, but, like, my second is, like,
Mets. See, I can't be a fan of 2 teams.
Yeah.
Unless it's college. I think it makes sense.
It's weird because it's, like, the Angels were, like, my adopted team. Or, like, no, that was, like, the team I was, like, born with. But then when I kind of got to choose, I kind of chose the Mets a little bit.
Mets stink.
Yeah, I mean, they're decent. Like now, especially now.
They choke, though.
Yeah, they always choke. That's true. But they're what? Everyone talks about the 86, and that was it for them.
Missed that one by a bit.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Knicks are on the rise, but a team that's going the opposite direction would be the Grizzlies. Ja Morant was suspended for 2 games because he went on Instagram Live
and
flashed
a gun
after, like, days after the report came out about him beating up a teenager and threatening with a gun. So, really smart, intelligent move by Ja there.
Yep.
He is now under police investigation, as well as investigation from the league, because if he just had a gun, like, he's an adult, it could have been registered, it could have been in an illegal state. The issue is they were on the road, which means he brought it on the team plane.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he bought it there, but he probably brought it on the team plane, which the NBA is, like, very, very harsh on.
Mm-hmm.
He's potentially facing a 50-plus game suspension if they find that he did do that and some other stuff. And then the police investigation, I mean, he's a rich, famous athlete, so I doubt anything really happens, but...
Dude, it's just embarrassing that he's kind of throwing his, like...
It's ridiculous.
Wrecking his
he has
career.
No reason to do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the early AB stages.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to say,
It's, like, why? Like, dude, come on.
Like, just chill. Like, you were blessed with an incredible talent for basketball. You are making so much money. Just do that. Just do that. Like, you don't. Dude, he seems like he's trying to make it out of the NBA. Yeah. Like, he's trying to escape the league. Like, bro, well,
it's weird because it's like, dude, literally anyone would, like, give up anything to be in the NBA. Like, a ton of people would do that.
Yeah.
Yet he gets there and then he just doesn't even care. Like,
yeah, it sucks because I'm a huge fan of Ja as a player. He's an incredible player, super fun to watch, maybe the most fun in the league to watch. You just get it together. Like, just stop.
Yeah.
It's one thing after another right now. But
wow.
Anyway, what did I – oh, Giannis. I can't read.
I know. It's kind of small.
Giannis yesterday, as we're recording this, the game was like way over and he took the ball. He was walking it like up the court and he was at 9 rebounds and he like hit it off the rim and caught it for his 10th rebound to get a triple double, like completely blatantly stat padded. So I thought that was funny. And then to make it even worse for him, the NBA today rescinded the rebound.
Really?
They said that in order to be a rebound, someone has to intentionally try to score. And they said he didn't, which is true. But I just thought that was funny.
Dude.
And then...
That's kind of funny, though, because, like, you know, typically athletes don't, like, there's a thing that athlete, oh, I don't care what my stats are when I'm playing.
Yeah,
but
they care.
He clearly was counting how many rebounds he had there in his head.
People care.
Yeah.
They definitely do. Maybe not more than winning, but they care.
Yeah.
And then the last NBA headline, I think, that I wanted to bring up is the Suns. Obviously, they traded a ridiculous amount for Kevin Durant, and they are undefeated with Kevin Durant so far. I believe they're 3-0. KD is averaging over 27 a game on the Suns so far, and he dropped 37 last night against the Mavericks, which was a fun rematch between him and Kyrie after they both left the Nets.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really good game. Booker at 36, KD at 37, Luka and Kyrie both had 30 plus. Really, really good game. Kevin Durant just took over, man. He makes the most ridiculous shots. He's the best mid-range scorer of all time. And he had 4 points in the last 12 seconds that basically sealed the win for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, KD's balling. I mean, so is Mikal Bridges, to be fair. Or Mikal? I still don't know, man.
I think it's Mikal.
Bridges in Brooklyn is balling. He's doing his thing, too. But Kevin Durant is just a different level.
Yeah.
And so I think the trade so far is a win for both teams. So,
I mean, yeah, obviously you don't want to lose Kevin Durant, but at that point he's kind of didn't seem like he was as invested, and it just kind of seemed
after
like a
Kyrie
fresh start.
Left.
Yeah,
I think he wanted out after Kyrie left, and you know, can't blame him. Like, they didn't really get much for Kyrie that could help them now, so they were just going to be a much worse team with KD without Kyrie. It just made sense to blow it up. And they got a lot for KD, a lot of good pieces. So
mm-hmm.
I think it was smart. But
yeah,
that's all the NBA that I have, I guess.
Another card. Was it 4-2? Basketball.
Basketball. Give me 3.
What's the score? 4-2.
Yeah.
Okay. That one's an easy one.
That sounds like a hard one.
What do I have?
4-2.
No, but what card do I have?
Baseball.
Baseball? Dude, I've only had baseball. Okay, fine.
My bad.
Which NBA team has in the league... Which NBA team has been to the league... Has been in the league the longest without ever winning an NBA Finals? The Pacers, the Thunder, the Suns, or the Nets?
Okay, it's not the Thunder, because...
I think I've actually had this card.
They've only existed for like 8 years, and the Sonics did win one. Pacers have not won one. Suns have not won one. Who was the other team?
So you eliminated the Thunder, so it's the Pacers, Suns, or the Nets.
I don't think the Nets ever won one either. And they've been around a minute. Nets.
Are you sure?
Yep.
It's the Suns. Man. Dude, I was ready to come in clutch with my
come
baseball
on.
One.
All Oof. Right. Wait. We still have one more. Okay.
We have a misc.
Yeah.
But,
so,
okay.
Baseball.
Let's go three.
I was going to say a word I can't say. Okay. There's no way. Who was the first African-American player to be hired as a manager for an MLB team? Willie Davis, Frank Robinson, Ron Washington, or Cito Gaston?
Willie Davis.
Frank Robinson.
Damn it.
Not out of it yet.
Oh, dude, that was a rough. Okay. That was a rough one.
All right, so NFL. What?
Wow. Dude, if I would have gotten that one, dude, that would have been like a half-court sink.
Yeah.
Like, but, oh well.
The NFL finally reinstated Calvin Ridley.
Yep.
Finally. I mean, Deshaun Watson did a couple things and got 11 games. Calvin Ridley bet on a game he wasn't playing in and bet on his own team to win.
He didn't even get a happy ending with his bet. Like,
right. It's because they lost. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't in the game. And even if he was in the game, he bet on his team to win.
Yeah.
I don't.
It's because the NFL is rich. Just kidding.
Right. Yeah.
He knew the outcome, but he clearly didn't because he lost.
Yeah, he lost. So, well, yeah, they reinstated him and
they gave him the wrong script.
Jeez. If you forgot, because a lot of people did, he got traded at the deadline to the Jaguars.
Yeah.
So he joins Christian Kirk there.
I think that's interesting for the Jaguars.
Low key seems like Evan Ingram's going to leave. They might not have him, but
yeah.
Christian Kirk and, oh my gosh, Calvin Ridley. And even Zay Jones was balling last year.
He did pretty good.
So, and Trevor Lawrence took a huge step forward. There's no reason to think he won't do it again.
ETN was doing all right too. I think he was way too
nasty.
I thought he was way overhyped, if I'm going to be
honest. He's nasty.
Yeah, the Jaguars look like they're going to be pretty good.
That's going to be a really good core of weapons. Hopefully they can keep Evan Ingram around. If not, I'd like to see them draft a tight end pretty early, first or second round. Darnell Washington. Darnell Washington is my tight end one.
I feel like there's kind of a good pool of tight ends this time.
It's a very, very good tight end class. You got Laporta is amazing. Mayer's amazing. Darnell Washington, I think, is the best. But he's kind of the Anthony Richardson of the tight ends. Mm-hmm. Like, raw, physically gifted, not a ton of production, but could be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't figured it out, I really like that type of player.
Yep. Speaking of Anthony Richardson.
Good segue.
Everyone was talking about Anthony Richardson and basically his... did you lose the mouse again?
Okay. No.
Everyone was talking about Anthony Richardson and hyping him up, but he ended up jumping like leaps on draft boards.
Yeah.
And then his combine even helped even more. There's been reports that of all the interviews for quarterbacks, he had the best by far, which that's pretty impressive. Those interviews we know kind of have a really good I feel like those are really what kind of set teams.
It definitely helps. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
it also helps when you have the highest vertical leap in quarterback combine history and the biggest broad jump and the third fastest 40 of all time.
Well, yeah, he like
and third fastest velocity.
And his 40, wasn't it like 3.56?
I think 3.56. No, he ran 4.44.
No, I meant 4.44?
Yeah.
He probably could have ran a faster one, too. It was like his form was bad on that 40.
It looked like he didn't get a great start.
But. He didn't. Well, he didn't have a great start, and then he kept on swerving.
Yeah.
Like,
he's
if you looked at the
fast.
Vertical,
don't,
like, he looked slower when he was running it, but he's definitely much faster.
He's crazy.
And
I'm telling you, man, QB1, first overall pick, future All-Pro.
I don't think he's still going first pick. I think, I don't know if the... I mean, the Bears don't seem like they're trading it right now, but it seems like they're dumbed.
Don't take this the wrong way. I know that size isn't everything, but Bryce Young measured in at 5'10 and a half, which is the exact height of Kyler Murray, and he was 5 pounds lighter. He is very small.
Yeah.
And it's reported that the Colts really like Richardson. So if they get worried that one of the top two teams will snag Richardson, they might have to trade up
first.
To one to get him.
Well, they said they were talked about that they feel confident that, I mean, reports before the draft are always crazy because no one really knows anything. We probably know. I mean, I guess we'll get more information as it gets closer, but the Colts GM, they first post, or owner or GM or whatever, they posted a photo of them on a bear when they were younger and was like, "Dad, I've had good relations with bears since whatever." Yeah. And then they also said in a report that their guy, they're confident that they'll get at 4, which,
yeah.
But that was also before the Anthony Richardson draft stock went. True. So we'll have to see about that. I think it'll be interesting to see. If I was the Bears, you'd have to trade that first round pick, like first overall, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
It's so many more picks that you could get.
I think ideally for them, they trade to 4, actually. I think 4 is the perfect spot because the Texans are almost for sure going to take a quarterback at 2, which means the Cardinals at 3 will pick between Anderson and Jalen Carter. If you're the Bears, you can trade down from 1 to 4, get a ton of draft picks for doing that,
and then still probably get the player.
And take who they would have taken at 1.
Yeah.
So I think that would be, wow, I think that would be ideal for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like the Colts want to make that happen. I mean, the Colts organization is, they don't want to blow it up, as we've seen. They keep trying to fix the quarterback problem with a win now guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think quarterback is, I'd be shocked if they took anything else.
But. Yeah. What other draft picks do they have that they could give up? Do they have another first rounder?
I mean, they got their first next year. I think they mostly just have all their own, as far as I know. No. They don't have... Are they missing one for Wentz? And what did they get for Wentz to the Commanders?
Definitely... No, I think you got...
They got a first, didn't they?
There's no way they got a first for the Commanders. There's no way.
No, they didn't.
I think they gave up something to the Eagles, I think.
I think they gave up 2 firsts when they traded for her. Yeah, I think they gave up 2.
There's no way they gave up 2 firsts for
the
Wentz.
Colts?
Colts did not give up 2 firsts for Wentz.
Oh, no, it was 1.
Did they gave up a first for Wentz?
Yeah.
Wow, that's strange. Was it one of those compensatory things?
It was like a conditional first.
Yeah, it was.
Like he had to play a certain amount of snaps.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if he hit it or not.
I don't know.
I think he did because the Eagles had 3 first round picks last year.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's strange. But
man, I feel bad. Wentz was special, dude. Wentz was so good. Really sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of quarterbacks, I guess.
Yep.
Derek Carr signed with the Saints. And not only did he sign with the Saints, he signed for 4 years, $150 million.
Yeah. Wow.
Derek Carr got $35 million a year, $100 million guaranteed. Like, I did not expect that at all. I thought he was going to be like 25 range, which...
Well, if he's getting 35 and Danny Dimes is expected to get 40, that's
right.
Man.
Because Daniel Jones deserves more than Derek Carr. For sure.
Yeah.
I would say he had a better year last year and he's younger. What about Jalen Hurts?
Oh,
what
no.
What are they going to give him, like 70?
What about Lamar?
Seriously, yeah.
Man.
If Derek Carr is getting 35 at this age and after what he showed last year, what in the world are Lamar and Jalen Hurts going to get?
Yeah, I have no idea.
And if Derek Carr's getting 35, Mahomes making 50 feels free.
I know.
With every deal that a quarterback signs, the Mahomes deal looks better and better for the Chiefs. Like that was,
and it was so crazy because that one looks so ridiculous.
Well, just the number 500 million just like shocked people. But
yeah,
you lock up the most valuable player in the sport for a decade.
Dude, he gets something ridiculous, like $1 a second or something.
Oh, it's got to be more than that.
Like it was crazy.
500 million over 10 years. Yeah.
Yeah, it is, like, ridiculous.
I wish, man.
Man. But, I mean, this is interesting because, obviously, he made a... It was a money move to get to the Saints because, obviously... Mm-hmm. Or just, like, a team move because, obviously, he didn't want to get... Well, he had the meeting with the Saints earlier, but then he decided he didn't want to get traded to them and later sign with them, meaning that he intentionally probably already had his mindset that he wanted to go there. But
maybe.
He he just didn't want to get, like, traded because that would mean he would have to give up picks and it would be worse of a team.
I see what you're saying now. Yeah, definitely.
Where, that's what it seemed like, where it seemed like—
Just one last middle finger to the Raiders on the way out.
Yeah. Good for him. They couldn't get anything out of him.
Yeah, good for him.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I really thought he was going to the Jets.
And I thought so, too.
The Jets are in a weird spot now.
Did they go for Aaron Rodgers now?
They might go for him, but I doubt they get him. It just doesn't seem like it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot run it back with Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
So do you go what?
So you run it back with Mike White.
Jimmy G?
I mean,
on the market right now is pretty much just Rodgers and Jimmy G.
You got to be thinking, so Raiders are probably going quarterback in the draft.
Yeah.
I'm willing to bet. So they probably...
Well, yeah.
I think Jets probably are going for him. Maybe the Panthers, because the Panthers are seeing now...
For who? For Rodgers?
For Rodgers.
I don't think he'd go there.
I don't think the Packers would want to trade him in the NFC.
I don't think he's leaving.
You don't think he's leaving? Huh, dude, I hope he leaves. Please.
It's the same thing every year. I have no reason to believe that he would leave. He's still good.
No.
Dude, we'll take him.
Please leave.
We'll take him.
No.
You can have Javon Kinlaw.
No, give me freaking Debo. Give me Debo.
I would do that.
You'd give up Debo for Aaron?
Yes. Yeah, I would.
Do it.
I'd give up Debo for Aaron, take a wide receiver in the third. Beautiful.
I think...
Yeah. I love Debo, but man, Aaron Rodgers... We win a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. No doubt about it. As long as he stays healthy.
Well, we're definitely not winning a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers, so I mean, might as well move on.
Here we go.
So
I just don't think he's going to... He's never given me a reason to think he'd leave. It's like these are the same stories every year.
But the thing is, though, is that what makes us different is that the Packers have been, really adamant about going he's going to return. And then this year... It seems like he's basically like the Packers don't have his support. Mm-hmm. So it's like, or the Packers don't care anymore at this point. Where it's like, that's like in a toxic relationship where it's like, you break up with a girl and they're like, not speaking out of experience here or anything, but you break up with a girl and they're like, there's always that possibility where you always leave the door open. And that's in that sense. But once that door, once you finally have the will to get that door closed, where it's like Aaron Rodgers is the toxic one in the relationship. The Packers just don't want to leave the relationship. They're kind of hooked.
I don't know.
But when the Packers are closing the door.
100% of the blame is on him.
But they haven't drafted a receiver in forever. But
yeah.
If you're closing the door, if you finally have the will to close the door, then there's no way you're getting back in.
I just don't think they have yet.
I think they have. I think they're, or if they haven't closed it, they're getting really close. And that's what's scaring me is that I think there's this much space and Aaron's going to try to put his foot in the door and kind of get him in a chokehold again.
Obviously you want to see what you got with Jordan Love, but it's Aaron Rodgers, man. He's still very talented. I don't know.
I mean,
wherever he goes, he's going to be an upgrade.
My biggest fear is that I think he's going to regress again, and I think we're not going to get enough out of him. Because there's obviously a regression from last year to this year.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
They would have traded him last year. They would have got so much more than this year.
Oh, you would have got a ton.
And I think we should have probably traded him last year, gone for Jordan Love, especially because we didn't. I mean, it's easier to say that now. I really wanted it last year, but it's also easier to say since we didn't even make the playoffs. Yeah. So. I think we had got to get rid of him. I think you have to. You're not winning anything with him. That's just for publicity.
Probably not with this
team.
And
you got to at least try with Jordan Love if you think he's, has anything to do for...
Has it been 3 years?
Yeah, it's been three.
Three full seasons on the bench?
Yep.
Jeez.
And you got to start him eventually. And that's the scarier part is if Jordan Love is good and you want him to play, he's not going to... There's reports that he didn't want to stay on the team and he wanted to trade if Aaron Rodgers started. Which, if Jordan Love is good and you're just going to get rid of him just for one or two more years of Aaron Rodgers, that's stupid.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you got to think future-wise.
And we aren't there at practice. We don't know how he's throwing, how We really don't know anything about Jordan Love.
Yeah, he had
three years.
He had like
even his last year of college was kind of uncertain because his production was terrible. He just was in a bad situation.
And he also got like what, 5 passes against the Eagles, which the Eagles defense doesn't look as good after the Chiefs torched it, but I think
they were a top 2 defense in the league though.
I don't know, top 2. I mean they were pretty good, but
who else? Niners, Eagles. That's got to be.
I don't know, the Chiefs was pretty good.
The Chiefs defense?
Yeah, I think they were pretty good.
They were bad. They were not good.
I think that the Packers were definitely top 5 in defense, I think, by the end of the year.
I don't even remember.
They were doing pretty good. I mean, who else was? I don't even remember who.
Cowboys.
Cowboys had a pretty solid defense,
and
too.
And Broncos.
I mean, their offense really destroyed.
Broncos defense.
Broncos, their defense, or offense really let them down.
Yeah. Their defense was probably top 3.
Yeah, probably. But, man.
I think
we have one more card.
One more card to pull. It's not over.
Yep. And we have a section for UFC, which I'm pretty sure we're just going to talk about the same thing. But
yeah. Going to be quick. You got baseball again.
Dude, I'm only getting baseball. You got all sports again.
Oh. Give me 3.
Okay. Okay. What soccer term describes the worst teams in the league to the lower league at the end of the season? Relegation, demotion, declination, or degradation?
Relegation.
Oh, no. You got it.
I know. How was that a 3? That was so easy. Okay.
Okay.
5-4, pressure's on.
Well, I got to go 2. All right. Okay.
Come on. What team won the MLB's first modern World Series? The A's, the Giants, the Pirates, or the Americans?
Can you read them again?
A's, Giants, Pirates, Americans.
Giants?
It was the Americans.
No! What was the Americans? What team is that?
Boston.
Oh, dude.
I completed the comeback.
I mean, I have a track
With
record
a
of...
soccer question.
I have a track record of choking anyways.
Come on.
So, I mean,
let's go.
We'll spin.
I'm very happy about that.
Sure of shame.
Dang it.
I'll wear that for next episode.
I was really hoping it would be the group chat one.
Wow.
That one's scary.
What do you mean? They're getting warmed up to you more. So it's not as scary anymore.
Well, yeah, but you could say whatever.
Yeah.
Some of them are warming up to me. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we say any random stuff in that group chat anyways. They're not going to be.
That's true.
Dude, when the first two joined.
Dom was on one yesterday.
Dude, when the first, like when Preston and Brendan joined.
Yeah.
And it was just bad.
That
was
funny.
They just blew it up.
That was really funny.
I'm like, dude, we're going to make them leave this group chat as soon as they joined.
Anyway, UFC real quick.
Yep.
John Jones came back, fought again. One again, he is the pound-for-pound GOAT, in my opinion. Again, I'm a casual, but Jon Jones is a guy that I will make sure I watch his fights. And we got back from watching the very mid Creed 3.
We'll talk about it tomorrow or next episode.
And the fight hadn't happened yet, so I made food, I tune in, and then it's over in a minute and a half. So
yeah,
he choked him out. And he even made a goat noise into the microphone during his interview. Like, he knows. He knows he's the goat. And, yeah, that was just sick. I love Jon Jones as a fighter. And I mean, his only loss was a disqualification. Like, no one's ever beat him. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. He's so good.
It's crazy.
He didn't even look, like, nearly close to as good a shape as he was before.
Mm-hmm.
Three years.
He still was.
3 years off. And it took him a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He's ridiculous.
Man.
Other than that, I mean, spring training started for the MLB.
Yeah.
Not the MLB. I forgot. Baseball fans get really pissed off when you say the MLB. MLB spring training started. And the pitch clock is a thing now.
Dude, the pitch clock is stupid.
I like it.
The pitch clock is dumb.
It's not
dumb.
Did
you see DeGrom, like, playing mind games with it?
I think that was Scherzer.
Or was it Scherzer?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was...
That's
good. It was.
It adds like a new element to the game. I like it. And it speeds it up. It's dope.
Yeah.
I watched a thing. I watched a video of some reliever pitching in a playoff game last year, and it like split it into two screens. And the other video was Jose Altuve hitting an inside the park home run. And the video of Jose Altuve hitting an inside the park home run played four full times in the time between one pitch from that reliever. So they were your argument for the pitch clock.
Yeah.
I get why some fans are mad just because baseball fans
don't. It's way too much pressure.
Baseball fans don't like to be entertained. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I feel like it's like so much pressure.
I think that it should be 15 seconds. I think
it's way too low.
I think pitch clock is a good idea, but 10 seconds is a little too short. I'd say 15.
I don't think it is 10.
I thought it was.
I think it is 15, actually.
Well, then it should be 20. Sure. Whatever it is,
be a little bit longer.
A little more.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we'll talk more about MLB when the real season starts. Probably more when the playoffs start, if we're being real here. Mm-hmm. But yeah, spring training has started, and World Baseball Classic is going to happen too.
Yeah.
Forgot about that. Shohei Ohtani hit a 420-foot home run off of his knee the other day.
Dude, okay.
Yesterday.
It was also kind of funny because the MLB, MLB.
Yeah.
They
see, it just flows, but.
Well, that's what they say for everything else.
Every league.
For like the NBA, the NFL. So MLB, the MLB list, of top 100 players came out, and Shohei Ohtani was number one. I think Judge was second, and then three was Trout.
Yeah.
And everyone
they said
was
it
like,
was the first time in like a decade Trout hasn't been top two.
Well, I think he should have been top two anyways.
Probably, yeah.
And I think it's also kind of funny because they're like, oh, surely the team with the number one and number three
surely
are
surely they make the
winning,
playoffs ever.
Surely they, you know, they're winning something. At least make the playoffs, but that's the life of an Angels fan.
Yeah. That's all. Ooh. That's about
That's all. Ooh.
You messed up the intro. I messed up the outro. That's about all the time we have today.
We don't
today.
Have the script to read it.
I know. Thank you for listening to Sports and Stuff. Make sure to follow our socials at Sports and Stuff Show, except Twitter at SNS_show. Make sure to catch our episodes on all streaming platforms on Wednesdays and Fridays. And we'll see you in the next one. Peace. The Seahawks just signed Geno. 3 years, $105 million.